Hello! Today is November 19th, 2014. I'm Ashley Anap of AshleyAnap.com. I'm a writer and artist. Dog, what are you crying about?
Okay, so I just fed my dog, watered my dog, and took my dog out for a walk within like the last 2 hours. So I know there's absolutely nothing. Oh, and we cuddled a lot while I was reading. So there's absolutely nothing that he needs. He even got some attention from one of the neighbors and their dog while we were out there, which he completely ignored the dog and just paid attention to the neighbor, by the way. Oh, he wants me to throw his rope.
Cairo, did you forget that we just threw the rope for 45 minutes a little bit ago? You remember that? I remember that.
He doesn't remember it.
So, that's about my dog, who you will hear yipping and yowling and snooting and wiggling in the background. Cairo, I gotta record this right now. Daddy's getting off work early today.
Yeah, my husband worked an extra like 2 hours yesterday, so he's getting off work early today to avoid a snowstorm, if the snowstorm's going to happen. But he said he might get off at like 6:15 today. I'm really happy that I have a husband that works at a job that's flexible enough that he can do things like that. Like, look at the 3-day weather report, go, oh, there's a snowstorm tomorrow. I'm going to work an extra 2 hours today so I can avoid that snowstorm tomorrow. That's a really cool, really cool thing that is going on right now in our lives, that like some people have very structured jobs, not the other art sound off people. You guys all have like really cool jobs from here, but some people have more structured jobs where they would just make them have to work through the snowstorm, so that's cool. But that means I made a huge error in judgment today, so I slept in again until 10:30, and that was kind of sucky, but oh well. This morning I ended up looking up whether there were any conventions and art fairs in Fort Wayne, because I was thinking like maybe for 2015, because I'm actually making a lot of progress on my comics and stuff, like finishing them really like the pencils, like a page a week. And I feel like I'll have like maybe a couple issues ready by next summer to distribute, and the longer paintings I'm doing, like the kitten products and stuff. I've actually got kind of a staple built up that I could maybe start taking to craft shows and comic shows, especially because Jersey keeps recommending them.
What?
And I'd like to do... Sorry, my dog. And I'd like to do some local ones first to kind of save on money and stuff. So I looked those up. I found one convention here called... I found one called Ikasukan. And that one's in Fort Wayne, like just downtown. We drive by the convention center. It's at all the time. I'm not going to email them yet because I don't actually have anything finished yet. But if I want to enter these things, I got to finish all my stuff by like February. So I'll see about doing that this year. I was thinking about my podcast from yesterday where I was boohooing because I wasn't at CTNX, despite the fact that I do not work in the industry. I do not have a portfolio and I would have no friends there. Like I'd have acquaintances, but nobody would be like, ah, Jim boy, you know, big hug and happy tears. So, I was crying about that. I was like, you know, why are you crying about this when there's, like, so many smaller conventions that you've been invited to explicitly that you haven't gone to? Like, you had that chance to meet those authors at Gen Con that you had those really great email conversations with. It was in your state, and your family was going to anyways, and you were offered a free ticket to, but you didn't go. Because you hadn't played, tabletop games recently. And I was like, yeah, you're right. You know, I should go to the local ones first before I start crying about not going to one across the entire country. So I looked up that today, this morning, instead of writing immediately. And my mom asked me for some artwork for Christmas. And it's really cool, you know, she's really supportive of me, and I think that's great, because some people don't have supportive parents, and that's sad, and so I feel really glad to have her be emotionally supportive and stuff like that. And you know that flow chart, you know, should you work for free, if you go down it, and I'll be like, of course you should, it's your mom, like, you know, and it's not like she asked for stuff a lot. I think last time she asked for a drawing was like 2 years ago. So I've been working on that today. I spent like 2 or 3 hours on it. She wants me to design a Christmas ornament with all of us on it. And like maybe I do one of these every year just to show us like how we're growing and changing and stuff in like chibi format. So I started working on that today. And I had a kind of a question about whether to include relationships or not. Like, do I put my husband on it and my brother's long-term girlfriend and then her husband? But then what about my brother's girlfriend, who I don't even know, like, how serious they are, but we hung out with them, like, 3 times, and they lived together for a while, and, like, what if next year something happens, like, there's a breakup or something, or, you know, and then, like, once you start including the not-blood relatives, you have to start going further out to, like, well, who am I snubbing if I don't include this person? Because then if I include, like, them, don't I have to include her husband's kids, too? And then their relationships? So I was just like, no, it'll just be the blood-related, the four of us on the decoration. So I worked on that today.
Stop crying! What do you want? You want to put more rope? After I record, okay? After I record, yeah! After I record! Oh my goodness!
He's actually been really good today. He was horrible yesterday. Oh my goodness. Or maybe I was horrible because dogs, you know, they just feed off your emotions. So I worked on that, and like I said, I started using Habit RPG again, and it's kind of cool leaving the sound effects on. I deleted all my former dailies and put in new ones, and I also did a speed paint today, which I think I'm going to use as a cover image, speed paint, daily, whatever, from DeviantArt. And I know DeviantArt gets a lot of slack, and I admit, while I was looking for images from our Arcana Crafty group, I came across a lot of ponies and furries. And they were not the best drawn, and, you know, I was grateful if those were the only fetishes applied to the artwork. But, like, if you stay out of, like, the current, like, if you build up your stream properly, you'll actually have a lot of really great artwork coming across your watch feed. And there's just so many resources for somebody that wants to learn for absolutely free, and structure and stuff like that. So I did some speed paintings from reference there. And that's how I warmed up today. Even though I didn't do anything with color. And I finished reading The Fourth Element. I'm so happy with myself. I finished the book. I read like the last 70 pages today. And I wrote an email to the author, who, again, I was returning a favor because they edited my book 20 questions. And now I'm reading it was just part one. Now I'm going to spend like 30 to 40 hours making artwork for based off the characters and stuff, which is great because the book has a bunch of elements that I like. And if you don't like the stuff I like, I'm sorry, this might sound weird to you, but, like, it's got, like, a post-apocalyptic but sci-fi setting, it's got, like, a despotic, military motif, it's got, boys kissing, you know, it's got everything in it that I love. You're like, wait, one of those did not sound like the other. And so it's gonna be really fun to draw. Oh, lots of angst and ennui, you know? And, but it had some, what I perceived as structural problems, so I wrote an email to them, and, like, Jersey made a podcast earlier today about how I'm very, contrary, and I don't mean to be honestly, I don't, but I'm like, no, I'm like, oh my gosh, what if that email sounds a lot more contrary than I meant it to, because I did, he asked for feedback on, like, character arc and stuff, and I felt that the character arc was kind of a mess, kind of like the third Hunger Games book. So, I wrote an email that's like 4 paragraphs, which is not, I don't consider that long, because I read a 400-page book. But, like, I wrote a review like that for one of my friend's, like, first chapters, and it left her in tears. She was so upset, she wouldn't talk to me for 2 days, and when she finally did, she started crying again, because the criticism, she seemed, was so harsh. And, you know, I tried to do each paragraph with, like, a compliment sandwich, but I just, like, apparently have that natural tendency to be contrary and make people question stuff, and maybe that's why I was not very popular in school or life. But we'll see how it goes. Hopefully they'll take it the right way, and they'll know that I'm really excited to work on their project with them. So, since I slept in, now I gotta go ahead and edit my own book, which is full of character arc problems, but I'm not gonna address them because I'm working on writing the second book for NaNoWriMo. So I gotta edit my old book from last year, write my book for this year, and I will listen to all your guys' art sound-offs tomorrow. Bye, have a great day.